This is Jeffrey St. Laurent with the Selling Coaching Minute for coaches wanting to transition to a full-time business. This year, I was the coach of my son's basketball team. I remember specifically, we were coming off our first win of the season, going into the next game with a 1-3 record. We had high hopes as our team was really improving. At halftime, we were up by 4 and played a pretty solid first half. The second half was nothing short of brutal. We ended up losing the game by 3 points, and let me tell you, it hit some of the players pretty hard. My son and a few others had tears in their eyes as I looked at our team in the huddle. As I stared them down, I had to tell them the truth. We got outplayed, plain and simple. They wanted the game more than we did, and while we could easily sit there and blame the loss on many shots that didn't fall, the simple fact is, they were hungrier than we were. When it comes to these kids, they'll head home and in a short amount of time, be over the loss and be fine. But for us as coaches, the stakes are much higher. And if you still haven't done much with your business to this point, maybe the stakes aren't high enough. I don't want you to be outplayed in your business, to take what you have in front of you for granted and play small. To win at this game of entrepreneurship, you have to hustle daily. You have to have a hunger for the win and go after it. Just like our loss of that game, there are too many reasons we can give as to why it just isn't working out. But the truth is, it's on you. It's often said that the best school is failure. So if that's the case, accept the losses and see what you can learn from them. Find where you can grow and develop to your game of entrepreneurship. If you are a coach looking to transition to a full-time business, head over to my website, sellingcoaching.com, and at the top of every page, there's an invitation to my private Facebook group. I'd love to see you over there where we can connect and you can begin to speak your message.